August 7th. Yudkovsky's shack is a total wreck, but it's livable. Genrikh Sapkir came out. We met up in the evening. He wrote a great poem, A Leap Off a Balcony. We talked about art. With some poets, form prevails over spirit. The opposite is better. I'm moving to Iksha. Everything with country people is larger than life except for their brains. August 10th. Today is not my birthday. However, I will be 47 soon. Old age? Oh yes. It's only when some 18-year-old girl looks at you that you become young again for a moment. You toss your head back like a young buck and walk past her. Lyrical? Lyrical. Stupid? Stupid. August 13th. Lived through another one. Village life is exactly like it was a million years ago. It's amazing how well savagery and civilization get along. For the most part, people live in filth and poverty. There's tons of kids. They multiply like rabbits. This morning I went to look for mushrooms in the woods. Didn't find many. I wrote a poem called We Sowed Flour. The kids here don't play the same games as the kids in the city. Here it's all about agriculture. August 15th. Nice weather. Warm and sunny. Drowsy. Genrikh slept in. I got up at 8 o'clock. We went to the woods. Picked a bunch of mushrooms. Fried them up for dinner. We each wrote a poem. Mine was a children's poem. Thank you, car. Genrikh's was grown up. A great poem. We read Kluchevsky. Contemplated the essence of existence. We live. Bacteria live in us. We eat living things. Livestock. Bacteria eat us. We're alive below them and above them. August 17th. I remember that as a kid I was particularly sensitive to verbal insults. I think that poems should adhere to three rules. They should be 1. Formally solid. 2. Emotional. 3. Intellectual. I came to these conclusions in part after reading a piece by Krishnamurti. Both my neighbors were utterly drunk. One of them dragged the other one home on a horse. They're both around 70. August 20th, Saturday. Nothing to write. Divine monotony. You fall into a certain rhythm. It turns out you don't need a thing. No women, no wine. I'm writing children's poems. August 26th. My stomach hurt all day. I kept sleeping. A stick has two ends, but one of them may be significantly thicker. August 27th. My stomach stopped hurting. In the morning, I went to go buy potatoes in Iksha. Met Tanya Libina on the bridge. She was on her way to my place. Where on earth did she get my address? From Genrikh, of course. We fried some potatoes, then we slept in separate rooms. She'd wanted to leave, but she ended up staying over. For some reason, things didn't work out too well with her, even though we started off in the same bed. Genrikh didn't end up coming, even though he promised he would. Filthy and atrocious weather. Cold.
Холен.
Вообще-то этот цикл вы записываете.
Да.
Его надо петь. Но я просто себя сейчас не очень, так сказать, в последние времена... Чувствую хорошо, поэтому я петь не смогу. Притом петь надо самым безголосым голосом. То есть как вот у меня. Но первое стихотворение я все-таки пропою.
Вот тут еще водичку дать.
Нет, не надо. Вы не знаете Холина, и не советую знать. Это такая сука. Это такая, блядь, голова, пустой котелок, стихи, рвотный порошок, вместо ног ходули, в задницу ему воткнули, сам не кует, не косит, есть за троих просит, как только наша земля этого гада носит. То могу и нормально прочитать, если хотите.
Как хотите. Какое настроение?
Нет, как вам садить?
Виктория. You don't know Holin, I don't recommend him. He's such a bitch and he's such a whore. His head's an empty bucket, his poems make you vomit. Instead of legs, there's crutches stuck up his butt. Got no skills, he pays no bills, and yet he eats for five. How does this good earth keep this beast alive? I'm putting my last name upon display. If I may, I will say it 1,000,000 times. Holin, 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 holin. Holin's immortal. Holin is momentary. Holin, number one poet in the universe. Holin has horns on his back. You don't believe me? Stand back. I'm taking my pants off. Hands off. Bitches! Doesn't it seem to you, Holin, that you're a creep? Maybe. I don't think so, but it might not be such a leap. One guy says I'm a genius. I say, sure, that's definitely true. Someone else says I'm a hack. I'll agree with that. A third guy says that I killed a man. Yep, I did that. Everything people say about you is the truth, woven from nothing. You hear the beat of retreat. Holin is ending. Holin is over. Anyway, who's to say? It could be anything. Maybe Holin isn't dying. Maybe Holin is coming to life. Look at that. Holin's face is melting. As if hail was pelting it. His ear is sliding down his side. His cheekbone slides along his thigh. His thigh is washing into a pail. There's a hole in the pail. I'm sloshing, he cries.
The word of God is our next topic.
In Psalm all over my galoshes.
How can a young man cleanse his way?
I'm alive, but it feels like I'm in saliva.
Now I practice seeing what I will not see. Who to look to at this moment, the dancer that can't dance without how they want to place themselves now in the past. Bonsoir, Charlotte. Bonsoir. I invite the moon to stroke our vertigo, motioning via toys, configurations of our playground, suggesting variations on this starting point which we seek.
Bonsoir, Charlotte.
There's a word that is clear, and it is countenance.
Per se regar e per se par.
passe l'âme sous ton rien. Klopstock, ihm ein Klopstock, l'extase magnifique, cela me paraît sans réplique.
Object, arm, object, fire, object, man, object, anger. Anger, object, voice. Long shot again, mortal tedium of immortality. Cut, we see a crumbling factory.
Vivat Bacchus semper vivat. Vivat Bacchus semper vivat Bacchus.
And you can tell him I...
Overhead light, a hat that blocks a sign that may or may not read candy, a sign that reads canned beans, 9 canned food containers arranged in a pyramid shape on which there are 9 diagonal lines and 1 white square, 9 canned food containers arranged in a pyramid shape which seem to have 9 repeated images of a dog, all 9 of which have a deep and dark shadow which is caused by an unknown light source, 7 canned food items placed one against the other, whose tops are covered by a deep and dark shadow caused by the bottom of a shelf. 3 canned food containers that are lit well and are not covered by hair. Overhead light which makes the top of a head of what might be blonde hair white. A bump of bangs outlined by a white light. 4 canned food containers that are arranged one against the other, the profile of a woman's face, 20 canned food containers that are all stacked on one on top of the other, in which each have a label that cannot be read. On each of them, a shoulder pad, a neck, a collar, the top of a tied tie, a collar, a shoulder pad, 17 canned food containers that are covered by a dark shadow caused by an unknown source, a single cylinder that is barely balancing on a shelf, a fallen box of cookies, 3 upright boxes of cookies that have 2 images of boxes on the backsides describing the cookies inside, a woolen vest, a white collar, 6 canned food items that may contain beans or diced potatoes, 14 half-sized canned food containers that may contain olives, a crease, a sleeve, a hand, a cigarette that may be smoked but is not being smoked, held between 2 fingers, a high-waisted pant, a hand inside of a pocket whose insides cannot be seen, what might be a box, 7 boxes in a circle arranged so that their front sides are facing each other, 4 images of a woman's face on a box, 9 boxes of tea bags, one of which is slightly more forward than the rest, an unused place for a label which is also a used shelf, a black purse, a baggy white sleeve, a long black purse, a shiny brooch, 2 clenched hands with fingers that cannot be distinguished from each other, a pleat that shines in the light, a tie with gray diagonal stripes that gets bigger as it gets closer to a baggy white sleeve, but more than likely does not, a gray vest that appears to be a checkered vest but likely is not, a tossed cigarette, 2 fingers that continue to act as if they were holding a cigarette but are not holding anything, a turning woman, 12 boxes of hair dye with 12 images of an identical woman's face on them, 12 images of a woman looking at a woman wearing a baggy blouse, an item reached for but not taken, what might be a blonde head of hair entirely covering a woman's face, some cigarette smoke in front of some diagonal stripes on a tie that are covered by the dark shadow placed on them by a woman's, perhaps blonde hair, a woman facing the back of a wall of what must be a market, a coat jacket that produces paper, hands that can pull out slowly like thread, hands that can move paper quickly into a large black purse which seems to unlatch quickly but that does not open, but that does open slowly, a shelf that is entirely unlit, black sunglasses.
A long time ago, not that long ago, at a certain point, I worked for a this guy who was this really amazing scientist. And it was, he was really brilliant. And it was as if, you know, people were like, oh my God, it's like magic. And he'd be like, it's just science. You know, but like he was so good that it was like magic or something. So, and I was one of his assistants. There were like three other assistants and he had this dog and he had this amazing sound system, like truly amazing. It was one of the best parts of working for the scientist was getting to use his sound system. Like you could play, you'd be like, oh, this is gonna sound really good. You know, I like come in early with my CD and go, this is gonna sound so good. And it did, it sounded like amazing, right? And you could play it really loud. So that was really great. But so a lot of different people wanted this guy to work for them, including government people, because obviously a man of his talents would be very useful to any government that had ideas about potential weaponry or, I don't know, psychological games that could be used against some kind of enemy or something like that. I don't even know. But they were really interested in him, and he was like, no. Because it's like, I don't want to feel like, you know, Robert Oppenheimer or something. I don't want to deal with any of this. And sometimes he was like, I don't want to feel like Orson Welles, which I never totally understood that. But that was something he would also say in response to, so why don't you do this incredibly lucrative government work? And sometimes he'd say, like, I don't want to feel like Robert Oppenheimer. And other times he said, I don't want to feel like Orson Welles. Anyway, so, but at a certain point, a number of other governments got interested in him. And so he told all of us that we were actually, you know, a lot of something was in the air. And he said, you know, we have to leave, actually, for a while. There's a lot of work to do. So we'll just pack up really quietly and, like, get out of here and go to Puerto Rico. So that he's like, we're not going to make a big deal out of it, you know. So we packed up all this stuff. And we went to Puerto Rico, and we're actually living in one of these neighborhoods with sort of lower middle class. So it was like there was like five houses sort of in a circle with their backs to each other. They all had sliding glass doors, and there was a little like patio, palazzo, like sort of common area. In the back was really nice. You could sit there. And then there were alleys between the house, and then there was like the real alley, which would have, you know, the trash cans and everything like on the other side going one direction. But anyway, so we were living there. And when we first got there, he brought everyone into the living room, and he was like, basically now I can tell you, because I just sort of didn't trust that you wouldn't tell anybody, but I can tell you now that the reason we're here is there are some really gnarly people. He didn't say gnarly. Okay. I say gnarly at that time in my life. He said, so maybe he said nasty or unpleasant or whatever. He said, there's some really unpleasant people who are very interested in me at this point. So this is why we're in Puerto Rico. And also, this is why everybody has to sort of be in disguise, you know. And he was like, so I'm going to do something which is undoable, but I mean, we just really have to do this for now. So he kind of changed all of us into other people. And then he was saying, oh, you know how in the movies, the dog always leads them to the guy? Or, you know, having the dog. So he turned his dog into this guy who we didn't really have that much to do with. I mean, he wasn't any more interested in us than he was beforehand. And his name was Juan. And so our days were sort of spent doing things like always, and then Juan just sort of did whatever he felt like doing. He actually hung out a lot with this one family or this woman who crossed the way from where we were living at the sliding glass door. So, but he said, you know, there's something about me that is just incredibly recognizable regardless of what I do. So, you know, he changed himself into this wall, like a living room wall. But you know those half walls that they have in the kind of houses that have, you know, conversation pits? Or you walk in the front door and there's this wall 4 feet ahead of you and you have to go one direction or the other. I mean, it was really like right in the middle of nowhere. It was very indiscreet. I mean, we pushed a couch up against it to make it look like, oh, there's a reason, you know, we have this half wall in our living room. But anyway, so then we'd do, he'd tell us what to do every night. We would go into the living room and like sort of gather around the wall. It was completely ridiculous. And then he'd be like, in our minds, right? He'd be like, this is what we're going to do tomorrow. Good work, you know, today or whatever. So so things were like that for a while. I mean, we got a lot done. But then at a certain point, he was like, you know, I so missed the sound system. And I felt like, me too. I didn't say, you know. But so he said, you know, do you guys think that you could, like, go back to the place, get the sound system, bring it back without being followed? Like, can you handle that? And we said, absolutely, we can. So three of us went to the castle where we had been living and scaled the walls, right? Because we were like, oh, won't go, you know, they probably have, you know, the front doors probably, they have a motion sensor or whatever. So, you know, scaled the walls, got this, we'd done this before anyway, like we did at drills. So we went and got the sound system and we carried it back down. We were like totally quiet. We didn't see anybody. You know, we got back to Puerto Rico. We set up the sound system, right? And I was like just about to play a CD and like banging on the door, right? And it was unlocked. We were like, it's unlocked. You know, these guys come in. And they're all these guys like you would see in a movie. You know, they're wearing, you know, skinny tie and a black suit and like sunglasses. And I was just like, so tasteless. But anyway, they came in and they were all, you know, hi, we found you and all this stuff. And this one guy had this piece of chalk in his breast pocket, right, of his shirt. And he like pulls the chalk out and he strides up to the wall like, and he starts drawing bricks on the wall, right? And I was watching him and then I just thought, he's never gonna get this right. So that I actually, with that, I wasn't really thinking, because this seems stupid when I look back at it, but I took the chalk out of his hand and drew the bricks like correctly so that the wall would turn back into the scientist. And then I just thought, oh, was that the right thing to do? But the scientist was totally taking care of things. So then I heard this like knock, knock, knock. There was all hell was breaking loose, right? And I go to the sliding glass door and there's this woman who lived across the way. And I realized that when the wall turned back into the scientist, like we all turned back into the people that we actually were. And I was like, oh, you know, I can't really explain right now, but you know, I know you, we're actually neighbors, I'll explain later. And she's like, have you seen Juan? And I was like, oh, fuck. Because, you know, and when we all turned back into who we were, obviously Juan turned back into a dog, you know? And she had been going out with him. So then I was like, I don't really know what to say to this woman. You know, it was such a weird situation to be in that I didn't really have. And I thought, you know, I can only really, I just have to tell her. And I sort of went out and I closed the sliding glass door behind me and I was like, okay, you look in there, do you see that guy? And she's like, yeah, he looks familiar. And I was like, he's famous, you know, you've probably seen him in the papers. He's like famous scientist. And we're his assistants and Juan is actually his dog. And I can't really, I mean, I'm so sorry, but there's, I mean, probably as a man, he remembered being a dog, but I have to tell you as a dog, he's not gonna remember being a man. And she just looked at me. She said, I don't regret the time that we spent together, but I just need to ask you if you can be discreet about this. And she said, I've lived in this neighborhood all my life. All my friends are here, my family is here. This is my home. If this gets out, like my life here is ruined. So then I hear someone calling my name and I had to go back in. And you know, various things happened. He triumphed and we moved back to the castle. And I only worked for him for like another few months. But it was exciting work.
If you've tried, you know, you haven't been able to get me by phone or fax or computer, because DirecTV did that. I'm supposed to be 6 in the morning. I am dying to find out how you did high-stakes poker.
And I want to thank you. In general, I paid 4 times that much for 4 years of college and four years of high school, but it seems like a whole lot of money to me now. Went to a new doctor who, you know, I know my right knee needs to play, but I got a cortisone shot today. Okay, honey, call when you actually have time to listen to me. Bye.
I am 98%.
In case
you ever had a worry, you can forget it, okay?
I paid 4 times that much for 4 years of college.
I
four
am
and a half, 4 years
98%
high school, but it
better.
Like a whole lot
so just in case you ever had a worry, you can forget it, okay?
I know my right knee needs to be replaced, but I got a cortisone shot instead.
Wendy,
okay,
I'll
call when you actually have time to listen.
I think I've got man problems for the first time in 22 years. Want to call back? I'd like to discuss it with you. Bye-bye. Have you by chance got a recording about a band that I keep thinking is across line? I am 98% better. So just in case you ever had a worry, you can forget it, okay? Bye. And it's expensive, and it's not your fault, it's mine. But if you're going to do it now. I left an email asking you what information you need. So we need to call back right away. Hi.
Hello. Happy birthday.
Wendy, where are you?
Hello?
It's time to call mommy.
When you were very young, about a year old, you were not eating well and weren't gaining weight right. You didn't have much appetite. So Dr. Saul prescribed an appetite stimulant, which I gave you a half an hour before every meal until you were about 4.
Moves a pile ad examined, the materia jammed. Nathion was mortally bah.
But he can also save the one who is the most morally upright person that we can find on this earth.
As spectators, the moments of pro artifices in the could not help shuffled to glances of which of the alto was
his great love. When Christ went to the cross, he came to bear the sins of those whom God the Father had given him.
32, Mists 33. Yes, yes, I. The doll, I was mad. The couch, our cara, oh, with a, in a fin, thou leaping, the suit.
Series of ellipses, flight, her ruffle, hung on around, glance over her, of mingled, off his center, buzzard, he blinked together, going, can.
Fishes of the fifth, duh, blind fingers in, ballets which Alice asking to be, the water sill of the flesh, in movem braces, we undines'd us by echoensive peas.
Thing else within mattresses, unknown limits, and there fallout from quarrel cooling sins, old lovely, sitting, ruin, varied of.
'68 skirts, bee-stung lips, made up her face, 69. It's a funny thing, our of a geisha. Glad you don't, itchiest dresses, on your put on dresses. The fur when lips mate.
How long? A very long. His ear caught, yes, yes. Who, he, want? Is that, was that you?
For hiding it, it will appear more dark of a skeleton, it an explanation, like Medusa, breezy music, forehead, hear the and unsiblian, that and hoof.
Second floor terrace of well-being and or get rid of all that into that dreadful temporary and felt so good bind. Replenish modern the beginning, marks, sumch, and ensure circron. Ing.
He sighed. They'll keep my eyes out of it. Once, end of it. That with you, lips almost going with no spare. D.
I'm enclosing here or remain. You can also do now this. I'm turned with you if I, answering no, tiniest yes, it is last me.
Through his elegant solution into the round sort of clearing, surrounded, red tape held things up, people gigantic well, sunlight shoots with their successors didn't illuminating the ground at front, concentration can sit down in the sunlight, heavy snowfalls, pow, a chocolate bar from rail lines were bell over again, how of uncertainty each second of at his ness I felt his wreck the sun's path.
Fit. Your sister is not to wear stockings gravely. And the earth was stairs, and I up starry, an interest did not even wield king. Set a
future power, characteristically, guise of the ribbon, too skilled on her hair by a string, dais.
Yes? Yes. How? I would not do that differently.
That she loves you so more than I like P.O. me? Or that you love diced bourgeois if her unhappy? Or led one either? I've is? Tell me, have dividing but you once had not talking, you have miss certain than you put it people. You loved,
/199. Wild tumult of the inspected is in all things, in to be shown cannot be the original, does not in general paint a spirit. So from soft.
Shun the estate, and then Sam with debts, unclass cleaned up family, and family, and fooey, for now stamped them aside, heed.
It under the door, the plant world, of this, not even sense except you beginning to, your judgment, prickly heat, your instinct, toes, what? Get into it. It's just up by tried nature.
Bear looked around, then the polar bear said, now wouldn't delight of schnapps in the story. The began pawing the birds of schnapp do suddenly it dinner? Sure. Duh.
And water. The lace was my laceless shoe. Caught, broken when I tore the door to my inner, so I threw it away in there. Encounter, top of the shoe, it's mine, must have an old trick. I's office filled, cleaning out, ters littered, my enemy bought. I, me too, me like, say, ooh.
/2:42 to the corpse, I had worn away, /2:43. The lips in a bright, struggled, had stirred and frowsing, hopeless move, help.
Carried off with a metaphysical sky, consumption for sealing it ends. Very subtle in escaping, man, disco, glory, find the yoga. At the thought, to smash up gloom-filled, plague-clamored, deep part till.
And now the poetry of Kholin's friend, Vsevolod Nekrasov. No! No, 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 no. And for me, no. Freedom is 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 freedom. Pines. And over the pines, starns. And birches. And behind the birches, sturches. Hold on. Let me take a look at the clouds moving along. How things are moving along. Ainsley! Ainsley!
A cloud, just a cloud, right? But still, what? Oh, a cloud. This came up. How things stand, clearly understood how things stand here. But properly speaking, things don't stand around here. Pines stand around us. Clouds stand around pines. As the pines go, so the clouds go. Here, but there, but that's both here and there. How things stand, both here and there. Why are there clouds? Why? What's the deal? Why? Clouds, what's going on there? What's going on there during the day? Why are the clouds going along like that? Acting like that? As if they were where people lived instead of Moscow or Malakhovka? There, as though there were here. Clouds, whatever you are, wherever you're from here, from where, it is lovely and dear to behold it like this, to face weather head on, after which, in the weather's wake, could this be the Lord God in profile? As though, but nevertheless, the sky, how not to profit from sunset, midnight, sunrise, midday, sunset, could, was, have been, could have, from there, so it seems, clouds, clouds. But just where are they from? And under them here, underneath them, this wretched weather? What weather? And the weather. Tura Ginsky. My friend, how can January be tram? March is tram. So long, tram, and hello, trolley. Elevator, trolley. Or asphalt and trolley. And television. Elevator, asphalt, trolley. And television. There you go. Wind, wind, rides, 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 wind, rides, rides, or doesn't, rides, or doesn't, rides, no, wind, no, wind, no, rides, no, a bike, no, a bike, no, a bike, a bike. Apparently, you can live, but how exactly might you be able to, but for whom, for me as I am, or not only me? Or not only just me, and not only think. Okay. I'm thinking. Seeing spring, I fell asleep. Awoke, saw a pine, knew the pine. Hours, again fell asleep. Awoke, and saw a pine. A subtle matter. A house is burning. It looks like there might be a house burning over there. Like, over there, there's a house burning. And so, and what does this tell us? What it tells us? A good house burns well. Well, and 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 how? Whatever. I think, like, most likely, yeah, but, like, most likely, no. Like, no, the sky shouldn't look like that. Moon, 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 moon. The way you hang. Who hangs like that? The way you hang. Is that a way to hang? Let's say like, let's say six, 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 six. Six, 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 sexual, say. Let's say it's spiritual. All right. When we say it. Oh, when we say it. We'll say it.
I had a dream. When I went to sleep, I dreamed I was a dog. Later on, a man came and asked me why I was such a snake. I said I didn't know, but I knew that I was lying. But I wasn't a snake, I was a dog.
That's in real life. Dreams are different.
Don't talk to me, I'm angry with you.
Oh, honey.
You ate the cake that I baked for my sister.
That cake was no good. It was a terrible cake. I only ate it not to hurt your feelings.
And you ate all the cheese.
You didn't make the cheese.
I bought the cheese.
Yeah, you bought it for me.
Yeah, but you ate the cake. What was I supposed to eat?
It was a terrible cake. That's why I had to eat the cheese. I was unsatisfied.
You acted like a dog.
Well, every once in a while, I remember that I was a dog. I never asked you to make me a man.
You begged me.
I was begging for food. That's what dogs do.
You looked me in the eyes, and you begged me to make you a man.
I wanted that fucking candy bar. I didn't want to be a man.
Well, I guess I remember it differently.
Arf, arf, I want that candy bar.
Chocolate is bad for dogs.
It still gives me indigestion.
Anyway, what are we arguing about? Why can't we just get along?
You stole the money I was saving for my dog's sex change operation.
That was a stupid idea. Dogs don't need sex change operations.
How would you know?
How would you know?
Because for the last 3 years of my life, I was a fucking dog, and I was happy.
I don't know where you get this ridiculous idea.
I know what dogs want, and Leslie wants a sex change operation.
And what about the money you took?
I took $20 for a cab. You took my life savings.
Stealing is stealing.
For crying out loud, I paid you back the next week.
How do you know I won't pay you back?
Because where are you going to get $50,000?
Anyway, operations cost a lot more than that.
Are you kidding? I had doctors lining up at the door. Whoever does this operation is going to be famous. It's never been done. The $50,000 was just for expenses. Flying her to Switzerland, stuff like that.
The money was well spent. I spent it for both of us.
I still can't believe you spent $50,000 on beer.
I had to hire a band. I had to hire strippers.
$50,000 for a block party?
Well, when we first moved into this neighborhood, nobody liked us. Now, everybody does.
After all this time, I still love you, but your priorities are really offensive.
I love you too.
I love you too.